don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at 40 Fathom Grotto's open house. Check it out, 40fathomgrotto.com. We're going to talk about the facility as well as the commercial diving location they have in Jacksonville, where they do a lot of their training and then bring the divers over here to the grotto to finish out their commercial dive training. But before we do that, I hear that we may have Captain Cocktail on the line to give us a little update on an event happening next week in South Florida. Jeff, or I should say Captain Cocktail, are you with us?
Buddy, what's going on?
Yo, buddy.
You spring diving this week? What are you doing, rinsing your gear?
We're spring diving. You got mermaids in tow, and they're sweating. They're sweating and rubbing themselves, and I don't know what to make of it other than they have to be hosed down, or everybody watching them has to be hosed down. But that's another show, Jeff.
I thought this was a family show.
Yeah, you haven't been listening, obviously, then, have you?
Yeah, Ozzy and Harriet's family.
Not ours, but somebody, maybe the Osborne's family, maybe, the way things have been going so far. But I got to tell you, Jeff, I know you've been busy down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters in Pompano Beach. Is it next weekend? Is this big event out there on the water or what?
Yeah, man, it's the annual Pompano Seafood Festival. It's not just about seafood. It's about live bands starting on Friday night all the way through Sunday. They have all the seafood vendors come in. You can get great fresh seafood, and they have arts and crafts. They build a big boardwalk on the beach. And this year we got a new addition.
A new addition.
We're bringing in the Dima Pool so you can chill out, get in the pool, rinse off.
That's right.
And try scuba diving if you're interested.
Yes, it's the Be a Diver Pool, and they got it set up there, ironically, on the beach. Which you would think, like, well, if they want to learn how to dive, why wouldn't they just jump in the water in the ocean? But, hey, that's too much trouble. So we make it much easier for them.
Exactly. We need a confined environment, right?
Yes, exactly.
We remove that four-letter word called shark. Or is that five-letter word? I couldn't count.
Yes.
You know me, I'm not an English major.
Well, it is late in the afternoon for you. So anytime after 3, 4 o'clock, Captain Cocktail, you don't ask him to spill anything, let alone drive home. Take the keys away from him. You know what I'm saying. Right?
Yep. It's going to be great, though, man. We're going to do some diving. I got some people coming in from magazines. They want to go to the Seafood Festival. They're going to go diving. I got the Suds guys flying in. If you're not familiar with that, that's the Wounded Warriors program. They'll be diving this weekend and going over the festival. So I would imagine it's going to be about Monday or Tuesday before I wake up after this weekend.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So that's next weekend in Pompano Beach, the Pompano Seafood Festival. Of course, you can check in with Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, maybe do a little diving, go over there for the festivities, you know, jump in the water if you haven't dove before, if you're listening to Scuba Radio and you don't dive and you're in the Central Florida or South Florida area next weekend, well, hey, jump in the pool. They'll give you a little taste of what it's all about, and then you can come out and eat a fish or something. I guess, is that what they do, just have vendors lined up along the beach where serving seafood or what?
Well, they have the food courts up in the beginning, and they have, I don't know, probably 30, 40 different seafood vendors and all sorts of things. I mean, you can get crawfish, you can get raw oysters and all sorts of things. And then they have a big boardwalk that's all the way down the beach, and they have all kind of arts and crafts and different things. And then they have, we have Surf World this year. We have the Be a Diver Pool, Skateboard Park. That's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the live band, too. Who's the headliner this year?
It's Old School, baby.
Old School.
This goes back to your era. Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk, baby. The Locomotion. Nikki, you know the song The Locomotion, right? The Locomotion, everybody's doing the Locomotion. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
A brand new dance now.
It's just,
yeah.
They know.
Okay.
See?
So what are you saying?
I'm saying so Jeff doesn't have to feel as old as he thinks he is now.
Oh, yeah. We can't hear him. It's unfair. We can't hear what he's saying.
We know the remake.
We don't know the earphones on.
All right. Just turn their mics off. That's enough of that nonsense. All right, but point made for me, at least. But, Jeff, there you go. It's 1-800-771-DIVE.
That's still it.
All right, call up Jeff and make your plans for the Pompano Seafood Fest and Mr.
I'm still
Cocktail.
I'm going to get you down here. I haven't given up yet.
Yeah, well, we may head down there. You never know. We might be down there next week, or at least getting a report firsthand, I'm sure, at the bare minimum.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what the mermaids are doing, and maybe they want to head down there. All right, Jeff, take care, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
All right, that's Captain Cocktail, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Getting ready for next weekend's festivities. Now, as I said, we are here at 40 Fathom Grotto with the Scuba Radio Mermaids, Nikki, Angela, and Denise are proudly displaying their wares, their uniforms. Yes, Bill?
They're displaying their wares.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're
wearing their
people?
Displays.
They're making quilts.
Yeah. Help me
That's
out.
Why we're so sweaty. We're wearing these quilts. I'm sick of it.
You're sweaty, baby. Papa likes.
If I can make a quick observation, 40fathomgrotto.com, 40fathom,
yes.
That's 40fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, grotto.com. If you try typing out 40, you don't get nothing.
Yes, it's that is correct, Bill. Thank you for that clarification. We tend to we get distracted easily when we have sweaty mermaids, with us on the show.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
saying?
Just standing here without my pants on, so
Hello.
There's not a lot to distract me.
TMI, Bill, TMI. All right, so, Alan, I apologize. And
nothing
secondly,
to apologize. Okay. I've enjoyed looking at their tails.
Yes. Yeah, it's making me very uncomfortable when I turn away from him, too. No, that's another story. But Alan, let's talk about 40 Fathom Grotto and Commercial Diving Academy and the relationship. Because Commercial Diving Academy is in Jacksonville. And is that where you guys do a lot of the book work and stuff there for the divers when they actually want to get into commercial diving or what? How's that work?
Well, it's a full and comprehensive program in Jacksonville. We do all the training right there, and the deep water training is an option that we're just currently coming online with. That will take place here at the Grotto because of the depth and the controlled environment that we can offer our divers. But Commercial Diving Academy has been in Jacksonville since 2001. We have a complete facility there. The program is a 16-week full-time program. We have a dormitory for those who are listening out of town with a full cafeteria, and it leads to the commercial diving certification that's recognized worldwide.
Yeah, and, it is a cool thing because, you know, if you're listening and say you're like Nikki. And you're
awesome.
You're past your prime, but you're still within that window of wanting to start a new career. Commercial diving could be in her future, right?
Sure. She's a little too good looking to become a commercial diver.
Oh, really?
What? Is there a look requirement?
Well, you might be quite a distraction within the training program.
But it's possible.
Absolutely.
We would be a distraction, Nikki, is what he's trying to say.
In all sincerity, I should say we've had several women come through the program. And of those women, the ones that were dedicated have become successful commercial divers and are out there in the Gulf of Mexico and throughout the United States doing that work.
Yeah, and it's...
But hold on,
yes,
if I can clarify, none of them are anywhere near as good-looking as Nick, is what you're saying.
Well, that would be impossible.
Oh.
Way to brown nose, Alan. Way to brown nose. So, but yeah, it works, though. I mean, what's cool about it is that you can get into this program at Commercial Diving Academy, maybe finish it off here at the Grotto, but go to work, you know, whether it's welding or working on underwater bridges and things like that, and make some really good money.
That's right, Greg. Commercial diving is industrial construction that takes place in the water. If it's man-made and it touches the water, we're involved with the building of it, the maintenance, the repair, and the removal, depending upon what the needs are. So the demand is ever-growing, particularly with all of our infrastructure under inspection, as well as the oil and gas industry in the Gulf of Mexico and throughout the world.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, for someone like myself, I got my hands full doing this radio show, as you can plainly see, Alan. So I don't have time to start a whole new career. But
you're also too old.
Oh, thank you. That's what I was kind of trying to get to. What is the age range of somebody who would come in and become a commercial diver? Because it is kind of a narrow window. So, but isn't it, or is it?
Well, it is and it isn't. You know, if you're in good physical condition.
Unlike Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. you can become a commercial diver. We at Commercial Diving Academy don't put a restriction on age, but your opportunities for employment decrease pretty much after 40, just because of physiological changes that happen in your body. So to answer the question, really, commercial divers are 18. The best time to get involved with it would be 18 to about 35.
Okay, so take someone like myself and look for someone exactly with the opposite qualities.
Physically fit, good-looking,
wait a minute,
younger man.
Great and personality. Women. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It is an industrial career. People should know that.
How much time we got left in this show?
Physical demands. Yeah, right. But you can learn more about it at cda.edu. That's our website. And you can also get to the Grotto's website from the parent website. Again, cda.edu. And I got to thank this guy in the tech.
Who, Bill, the producer?
Bill, yeah. I got to thank Bill for pointing that out. That's probably one of our biggest mistakes, is not pointing out the fact that 40 Fathom Grotto is 40fathomgrotto.com.
Well, there you go. Bill, see, you got your props. Are you happy now? And maybe
ecstatic. Almost as happy as I'd be if I was there with the sweaty mermaids.
Yes. Well, look at it this way. You're on the same boat as me. Neither one of us can be commercial divers.
Hey,
it's
now,
point,
Bill
but...
maybe could.
What? Have you seen him lately? Come on, Nikki.
I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, we'll see. Trust me.
Neither has Greg.
Well, last time she saw him, he was wearing pants.
What? Oh, hey.
No, I think he was wearing a thong last time I saw him.
Okay.
Remember that day?
Those were when he could pull it off. Now, ooh, trust me.
That is TMI.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I tried to help, and then I just made it worse. I apologize. All right, more coming up from 40 Fathom Grotto. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I still just don't get that. But, you know, we were just in New York at Beneath the Sea, one of the largest diving events in the U.S. Mermaid Angela was up there in New Jersey with me.
Yes, I was.
We didn't see Daryl from Saturday Night Live. I don't know if that had anything to do with the restraining order or whatever, but hey. We still had a good time with all the divers up there, right?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Now, one of the dive centers up there at the dive show actually recruited you, stole you away from the Scuba Radio pavilion at Beneath the Sea, right?
Yeah. I left. I went, hung out at their booth. We took photos. And here we have a member of them.
So he followed you to 40 Fathom Grotto.
I'm really getting sick of the stalking, actually. I don't
It's crazy. So introduce your new friend and stalker.
Well, hi. I'm Dave Valega, and I'm with Indian Valley Scuba up in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, the center of the scuba diving universe, in spite of what they might think of here in the greater Ocala area.
Yeah, well, I mean, how did this happen? You came all the way down from Pennsylvania because of the weather, or you wanted to take advantage of the SDI-TDI thing? Well, what are you guys doing down here?
No, we just actually implanted our mermaid locator when you guys were in our booth.
What that thing on my ankle is.
Okay, so what happened when Mermaid Angela went over to your booth? You tagged her.
That's the tag and release.
Okay, okay. And so the satellite tracker zeroed in here at 40 Fathom Grotto. And
it's not a suppository, is it, Greg?
Oh.
No, Jimmy, it's not at all, actually. No, sir.
Nice. No, but seriously, what are you guys doing? Are you just down here to check out the facility, or what are you thinking?
We're just doing our Florida Springs tour here. This morning we've been at two other local springs, and now we come over here, and we'd like a little Whitman sampler of Florida spring diving.
Nice. Ooh. So you're doing a little spring tour. Nice. I would imagine that'd be good right about now as far as weather is up there. You kind of have quite, it's not bad up in Pennsylvania right now, I guess, but it's not like you're what we got down here in Ocala today, I'm guessing. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, it's similar. I think the air is in the 80s this weekend, but we dove last weekend at Dutch Springs, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Sure, yeah.
And we had a water temperature of 39 degrees.
39 so. Compared to 70 is what they're reporting as the divers come out of the grotto is quite a difference. I don't think you're going to find even the mermaids up at Dutch Springs this weekend if it's 39. You hear
no
what I'm
way.
Saying?
No, thank you. That's
beyond mermaid limits.
It's too cold.
But we got to bring the mermaids to Dutch Springs. That's a nice facility up there too. I've seen the pictures. I've talked to Stu, who runs the operation up there, I believe. Right.
I think they'd be a big hit there.
Yeah. What is going on here? What are they doing, Angela?
What are you doing?
What are you getting, Denise, Nikki, or like? Where are you going, Nikki?
Oh, nowhere. What?
Nikki's leaving.
She's leaving.
See ya.
No.
She has to use the little mermaid's room. Is that what it is?
She's got ick.
They just knocked her down on the ground. Now she's gonna have to do the worm to down to the watering hole here. What are you guys doing? They're hurting her. Well, Angela, do something about this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
Jimmy, the helper boy wrangler. I mean, get your stalker friend. Maybe he can recruit some. He just wants to get pictures.
They actually are doing some stalking right now. They're taking photos of it as she's laying on the ground. So
all right, and
I wouldn't expect anything else.
It will be on the internet in record time. I have no doubt. It's not a bad gig if you can get away with it, I guess, right?
IndianValleyScuba.com/mermaidstalking.
I guess.
Okay.
That's what they're known for.
They have their own little gallery already set up. Well, hey, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. It is a pretty nice facility they got here, though, isn't it?
This is great. This is without a doubt one of the finest facilities we've seen down here in this part of Florida. We've been to quite a few of them, and we make it a point to try different facilities when we're down, and we are really pleasantly surprised. There's been so much work done here, evidently, over the last couple of years, or just recently, in fact, and we're really excited about jumping in.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Enjoy yourself, and no problem. We share our mermaids, as you know now. And maybe next year at Beneath the Sea in Jersey, Angela will go up there and, deposit her tracking device. Or I don't know. What? How would
Let's
that
not
work?
Talk about this anymore.
Is that like a squid run? Do we have to flash our colors before we bump into her?
We will Angela? Willingly come hang out with you guys, okay?
There will be no spawning.
No.
Okay, I guess is what she's trying
no, thank
to say.
You.
Spawn free zone.
Yes. Spawn
there we
free
go. Zone. That's where I like to be.
Hey, see, you never know who you're going to run into at the grotto. So, hey, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at 40 Fathom Grotto for their open house. And obviously running into a lot of cool folks here, as you just heard. Angela Stalker from New Jersey. And but it was a good experience. That was good for you, right, Angela?
Good for me. God.
It was great. Is what you're saying.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
I like seeing all the stalkers.
Yeah.
It's a good
why not? It's all about, you know, it is kind of like a family reunion kind of event here. When we come out here and we see our you know, a few listeners and friends that we've come across at other dive shows and things. Matter of fact, Nikki, I guess, is she took a little break. Is she getting out of her tail? Is that what's going on? So she's coming. She has one of her students with her, and that was through her dive class here at the Grotto. What's the update there, Denise? You were wrangling her, I see.
Yes, I was wrangling Nikki.
Did she run away because she ran into one of her dive students that was in her dive class, dive instructor class here at the Grotto? Is that why she hightailed it out of here?
I don't know.
Wait, what are you playing dumb for, Denise?
I'm not playing dumb. I just don't know.
Okay. I could say something, but I'm just not going to do it.
It's okay. You can say it. Everybody says it.
What?
I don't know. That I'm airy or something. I don't know.
Airy? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You're hairy?
No, not hairy.
Oh.
Airy.
Airy. Oh, no. I wasn't going to say that. No, we'll find out in a minute because we have her here. And then we also... there's a guy who's taking pictures who works with some motion pictures here in Central Florida and around, and he had some interesting stories that he was going to share with us. I don't know where he went. He took a bunch of pictures.
Is he wearing a hat?
Well, maybe. Why? I don't know. Why?
Well,
because
there's a guy and he's wearing a hat and he has a camera in his hand.
Oh, yeah,
that narrows it down. Look at this nice fellow wearing a hat right here. Is that him?
Yeah.
No.
No,
there's no camera in his hand. A doll.
That's narrowed it down to about 50% of the divers hanging out here on the docks overlooking 40 Fathom Grotto.
But well, that one just walked by and he was
a there's one. There he is. Okay, we'll get him next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low and feel my knee, or be nothing new.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, I was just in the Bahamas a little over a week ago before my little cruise that I was at. I was at 40 Fathom Grotto. I mean, that's where I am this week. Angela, what am I going to do? I can't keep anything straight. My travel schedule's just too intense. I can't take the pressure.
I wish I had that issue.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it. All right. So I was at, you know, the Legends of Diving event at Freeport, at UNEXO. And, you know, we did our show last week with all those Legends of Diving. Neil Watson was there. Dottie West, the world's first woman dive instructor. Now, you know, Nikki could appreciate this, I would imagine, don't you think? She's a dive instructor herself. Now she got certified here at 40 Fathom Grotto, and she's taking a little break right now, but she'll be back in just a second. But we actually found somebody walking around here at the grotto today that was in Nikki's dive instructor class. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Now, so you're in Nikki's class here at the grotto. Well, that was about a year ago, I'm guessing, thereabouts, right?
Yeah, actually, I was in her. I wasn't in her instructor course. I was in her captain's class.
Oh, you were in her. Okay, yeah. So she got her boat captain's license.
When she got her.
So you didn't do that at the grotto. You did that at some boat captain training facility.
Through Mike Adams Sea School seminars. Yeah.
All right. So you actually got to learn how she reacted in a class setting, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So is she as smart as she looks?
Oh, absolutely. She was one of the ones that was answering all
she's
the questions.
She's not here right now, Dave, so you don't kind of suck up. Come on.
I don't believe that at all.
Please. No.
Come on.
Stop.
Were they right answers?
Oh. She had all the right answers, yeah. So
she did have all the right answers. So she was, so not only she's a dive instructor, she's a... She's a captain,
she's
a boat captain now.
Boat captain, that's
correct. And but you think she'll be a good captain once she kind of gets more time under her belt, so to speak?
I'm sure. She's very personable, and like I said, she had all the right answers.
Now,
so.
Dave, she paid you to be here today, didn't she? Come on.
I'm not supposed to mention that.
Yeah, how much? Yeah. Come on, Nikki.
I'm broke.
Sit down. Sit down on the hot seat.
We're talking about you and your in the captain's class.
Yes.
You had all the right answers.
I thought he was in your dive instructor class. He was in your boat captain's class.
No, they made fun of me a lot in that class.
They did. Why?
Yeah.
Why would they make fun of you?
Because I said to put out a fire, put sand on it.
Yeah, that works.
They were talking about out on a boat, and I'm like, well, you know, you could have sand, you know, with you.
I would pee on it.
Like, okay. you'd say like sand stuck in your bathing suit or something?
No, but it was the wrong answer for a boat.
Are you told him to pack sand?
On land, it would have been good.
On land, maybe. Yeah, if you don't have water, you throw sand on it, is what you're saying?
No. What?
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the future of tomorrow or something, or this is tomorrow's, whatever. So, but Nikki, what's the plan here? You did your boat captain's license, so now you're a certified dive instructor and a boat captain, and you're taking folks out to, like, snorkel with the manatees,
I'm not a boat captain yet. I still have to do my very last thing.
Just play
thing.
One
my
on the finger, radio?
My what? Fingerprinting. I still have to do that.
Fingerprinting? What is that all about,
I've
Dave?
Been putting it off. Never know what they're going to find.
but you got to get your fingerprinted to be a boat captain?
You
got to
do a lot of stuff to be a boat captain, apparently.
That's what you found out.
There's a very long list of stupid stuff.
All right, well, we'll talk about that and dive instructor stuff next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
I do like the water.
Watering fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Because I shot a man with a Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Give me some water.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And with me right now are some new
Advertisers, some new friends. Well, actually, they're not new friends. I've hung out with these guys many times at some of the dive events, whether it's DEMA, the consumer dive shows in Jersey, Chicago, you name it. They're always there, and they tell me about their diving in Grenada. I got Galind and Peter. How you guys doing? By the way, it's AquanautsGrenada.com.
That's right, yeah, AquanautsGrenada.com.
And by the way, what does Galind mean anyway? Just, is that like Linda in English or what? Or Glenda?
Well, the name means a German tree and a spear.
You're named after a German tree and a spear?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to go any farther. I don't know what to think of that. But now, Peter, what about the diving in Grenada where you guys are based out of? I don't know that much about the island itself. So first, tell me geography-wise. Paint a picture. Where are we at on the map here?
Grenada is located on the southern end of the Caribbean island chain. So you can find us in the triangle between Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago.
So very tropical climate pretty much year-round or what?
Oh, yes. Grenada has a very stable climate, and by official records, we are south of the hurricane belt, so it's a year-round destination. And it's very beautiful all the time. Our green season runs during the summer period, so from May, June into December, and from December into April, May, we have our dry season, and that's also a little bit windier season.
So are we talking like a mountainous type of place, like St. Thomas, St. Martin, or Nevis? Is it more flat, or what?
No, Grenada is beautiful tropical islands. The mountains raise up almost to 3,000 feet high. It's even a little bit colder up there once you reach there. Beautiful rainforests, lots of wildlife, beaches all around the island, and so something for everybody.
Okay, I'm sold. You got my attention right there. I love the topside attractions. What about the accommodations, Glenn? What do you guys offer as far as, like, what? Is it a hotel or cottages or what?
In Grenada, you can find all kinds of accommodation, ranging from the low budget guest house to five diamond hotel resort where you get pampered all the way through. All the hotels are very small. There are no big chain hotels, no concrete buildings, whatever. The buildings are not allowed to be higher than a palm tree. So it's really, really beautiful.
So very tropical, out-island type of vibe, I guess, right?
Yeah. Off the beaten path, and, you don't find a McDonald's there.
Yeah, we don't need that. When we go diving, forget that. We just want to take in the local flavor. That's what divers, I think, really are looking for anyway. So you guys run the dive operation, AquanautsGrenada.com. You can get information right there. But what about the diving? I mean, is it all around the island? Do you cover all the island or on one particular end or what?
Well, we have the main dive sites are around the southwest coast, but we have some offshore islands up north where it's beautiful, totally unspoiled diving. Nobody goes there too much, actually. But our main dive attractions, like the Bianca Sea, are just 5 minutes from our dive dock.
Now, Bianca Sea, that's the famous wreck there in Grenada. And explain why, Peter. What is the history behind this wreck that's, been down like 50 years now, right?
Yes, exactly. It's getting 15 years now. I mean, the Bianca Sea is quite a long story, but to cut it short, the ship was built during World War II and in southern France, and basically when the Germans had to retrieve, they sank her the first time. After the war, the ship was raised, was finished as a cruise liner, and then was going the transatlantic route. Changed owners a couple of times and was owned last by the Costa Line out of Italy. And on one of their voyages coming back from South America back to Europe, it was anchored off St. George's in the morning. One guy was supposed to start the engine, something like this, and they had a big explosion in the boiler room. Nobody can explain why, but the ship was on fire. The ship burned for 2 days and then it finally sank. And it sank in a perfect spot just off a beautiful reef and rests now at a bottom of about 170 feet upright. And you can dive the deck on a depth between 90 and 120 feet. So it's still within a recreational limit. You do that on a nice nitrox mix, you get about 20, 25 minutes bottom time on the deck of a cruise ship.
Nice, yeah. And so how big is it? I mean, that's a pretty massive vessel, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's 600 foot long. So, I mean, that is amazing. You know, I mean, if there's no current on the ship, it takes you, if you dive fast, it takes you about 12 to 14 minutes to cover just the length of the ship. You don't take any time for looking around.
And it's been down 50 years, so I would imagine it has quite a bit of growth now, right?
Oh, yeah. Basically, Bianca Sea, when you see, like, video shots of some parts of it, you think you're diving a reef. It's completely covered in black gorgonians, lots of sponges and everything. And because of its location off the reef in deeper water, it attracts a lot of pelagic fish. You know, there's reef sharks cruising around, there is eagle rays, there's large barracudas, giant schools of jacks. You know, it looks like in the Pacific sometimes, you know.
Nice. Well, I'm sold, Glenn. So, I don't know. You got to hook me up at one of those five-star resorts. I like the pampered part you were describing earlier. You hear me?
Yeah, you can get that, including a Swedish massage, everything.
Oh, yes, Papa likes. All right, very good. Well, it's aquanautsgrenada.com. Check them out right there. And, of course, we will check up with you guys here in the coming weeks.
We have an U.S. reservation office also. Yeah, we have an 800 number, 800-513-5257.
One more time, Glenn. What is the number just for our non-German accent friends? Well, it's 1-800-513-5257. It sounds so weird for me to you, right?
Yeah.
So you can relate. I know. I know.
All right. Well, there you go. Grenada. I say Grenada. You say Granada. But it sounds like a pretty appealing place to go diving. And I think I will tell you that Peter and Glenn are super cool folks. And I have hung out with them many times at the dive shows. And can't wait to work it out where we can come out there, maybe do a little broadcast from the island. But in the meantime, we'll find out more about their offerings there on the island and maybe traveling there. What are you looking at, Nikki? What are you guys doing? What are you?
Looking at the commotion going on.
They're diving. We're literally set up on the dock overlooking 40 Fathom Grotto, and they've just opened up all the facility for the divers to enjoy the open house here, and they have groups of divers in the water. And Nikki has slipped into something more comfortable. Is that the case, Nikki, or did you sell your soul to
the Sea
Witch?
I put my street clothes on.
Street clothes? Oh boy! All right, I just won't go there, Nikki. But Grenada, what do you think? Would you want to go to Grenada, Denise? No, Jimmy?
I might, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's up for it. You guys, you're looking at me like, what? What? You don't know where it is.
It's an island in the Caribbean. That's all you need to know.
It's another tropical destination where we could do a little broadcast from.
Are you going?
You got to take the good with the bad, Nikki. And I'll let you decide which one that happens to be. But yes, I usually have to go when it entails doing this little broadcast we do. But, you know, we've been traveling to some pretty cool places. I mean, we're going to the Bahamas here in a few weeks, and we got Dominica coming up. We are confirmed for Dominica Dive Fest in July. Details are coming to you here next week, I believe, on the big show. And if you want to come to Dominica, that is quite an adventure in its own right. And we've been traveling like crazy. I mean, we got this new studio in Orlando. We haven't even been there in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, you guys haven't even seen it yet, have you?
No.
And you can't wait to go, right?
I've been over there a lot.
Jimmy, are they missing it? Should they see the new facility, the new broadcast?
Yes, you should.
Operations headquarters, Bill.
It's got everything you need for a radio studio, including a place to hang your pants.
Can you put a slip and slide in there? I was about to ask if there's water slides.
Okay, we'll add water slides if that.
Need a slip and slide.
And then Bill will put on his pants if you're lucky.
He'll put on his pants?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio.
Well, that's what they're doing here at 40 Fathom Grotto today. 40fathomgrotto.com. That's 40fathomgrotto.com. Or cda.edu if you want information on the Commercial Diving Academy there in Jacksonville, their sister facility, so to speak. But, you know, I'm telling you, if you are in the Central Florida area, this is definitely a place to check out, to do some training, or just to come out and see some of the underwater attractions. They literally have, I believe it's a Harley-Davidson motorcycle suspended from cables about midway down around 20, 30 feet. Do you remember if that's right, Nikki? Is it the motorcycle? How deep is that motorcycle? Do you remember?
It's on the map. We just had the map.
Yeah, the map's here someplace.
Feet, Greg.
Yeah, but it's underwater. That's the bottom line. You know, the grotto's not that big, so you'll find it if you swim around or get, you know, find a grotto guide and have them take you to the motorcycle and get a little picture. That, you know, that's pretty much, you got to mark that off the list, right, Nikki?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was awesome. You could sit on it, everything.
Sit on the motorcycle, get your picture taken, and you're good to go. 30 feet. Single Scott has helped us out. Now, you know, we've had a lot of fun here, and you can go to the website, get more information. We want to thank Ray Black Jr. and the team Scuba folks for hosting our little broadcast here today. But as I said earlier, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. If you want to join us on one of these adventures, and you're obviously hearing the show and seeing how much fun, or hearing how much fun we're having on these adventures, whether it's New Jersey, whether we're in the Bahamas with the Legends of Diving, or just hanging out in Cozumel with some listeners that are asking about Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. It's all good. It's all fun. It's all about diving and just sharing the joy. So make sure that you do take advantage of the opportunities to join us on these events, whether it's our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises with Explorer Adventures. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com or exploreradventures.com. Now, you know, Nikki, we haven't seen, this is one of the first times we've seen Nikki, Denise, and Angela in one place at the same time.
I think it is the first time, just
is
to
it,
correct you.
It is the first. Will it be the only? That is the million-dollar question. Or at least $1.50 we could get. You hate each other, really?
I hate her.
You hate these girls?
I hate Angela.
All right, cat fight.
I love everybody. And I loathe Denise.
You love fish instead of mermaids.
Yeah, the only way to settle this is coleslaw wrestling. Right, ladies?
Coleslaw?
Yeah.
I would forget to wrestle and I'd start eating.
Okay. All right, I think we're running around.
I love coleslaw.
All right. We are running out of time, just it's in the delicious. Nick of time, literally. And we'll leave it at. There's a live band happening in here at 40 Fathom Grotto for the open house, so we got to go check them out and maybe even get in the water and have some diving fun. All right, so that'll do. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Nikki?
Downward sweater. Good diving, everybody.
Good diving. Yeah, okay, good job.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.